Hello, I'm Sophia, and this is our afternoon, K-Kids afternoon class. And what did we learn today?
What did we learn this week? Good, very good. All right, so Sophia, if you want to ask some questions, you're welcome to ask a question. You can also call on some people. What do you think? I'm going to start by asking, what did we learn this week, and call on some people?
Ava.
What did we do in math, Ava? Can you tell us more about that? What did we learn in math?
Yeah.
We learned that the problem today, that it was 6.
We learned the problem today was 6. The answer was 6, but how did we know it was 6? What did we have to do to get that? How did we figure it out? How did we figure it out? Joy.
Hannah was the one who figured it out.
She figured it out first, right? She showed it on the board first because there were a lot of people that figured it out. So go ahead, Joy.
It was 6 groups of 4.
Well, but how did we know that? How did we know she was right?
We kept on counting up by 4s until we got to 24.
We rechecked.
We rechecked and we counted by 4s up to 24. How did we recheck, Luke? Do you remember?
So she did 24, and then we counted 4, 4, 4, 4 until we got to 24.
Just like what Max said. You're right. And it came, and we went back and we counted. We made sure, right? So it's really important to make sure your work is right by going back to check. Okay. Who else? Marcus.
Marcus.
What do you want to say, Marcus?
Can I say something else about
the seeds? The seeds? Well, we didn't tell anybody what we did yet. What did we do with the seeds?
We planted them in the dirt.
We planted them in the dirt.
And we recycled milk cartons.
We didn't recycle them.
Yeah, we did.
We reused some things, right? We don't want to tell too many details because that might be a gift for Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
But we can talk about the seeds, right? So what about the seeds? Can you tell us, what do the seeds need, Marcus?
The seeds need water and sunlight.
They need water and sunlight. And what else? What did we plant them in? What is that stuff we planted them in, Max? Soil, you're right. Soil, very good. Good job. So we're going to watch them grow, right? We just planted them today, so we're going to see how long they take to grow.
Max.
Really shiny and they're purple.
The seeds were shiny and purple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quinn.
We're gonna make like.
Quinn, don't tell.
Are we gonna say something about our Mother's Day gift? You weren't? Okay, good.
Good.
Well, let's let you...
Okay. I was going to say about a new word.
You're going to say, okay, what are our new words? Good. What about our new words, buddy? What new words do we have? Do you remember? Oh, you mean our oral vocabulary words. Yes, you're right. Pounce was one of them. Pounce is one of them.
Blend
was another one. Pray was one. Oh, you guys are so good.
Cub.
What else was the last one?
Scraps.
No, and den.
Oh, you're right. And den. Wow, you guys have such good memories. What is a den? Who can tell me what's a den then? Wit, what's a den? Wit, what is a den? Do you remember? It's a house. A house for what? What lives in a den? Do you live in a den?
No.
What would live in a den?
Animals.
Animals would live in a den. And what do they do in their den, Luke?
They catch food and then they feed the cubs the old scraps.
Oh, good. Well, do they catch food in their den?
No.
They go out and pounce on their prey,
yes.
And then they bring it back to the cubs.
My goodness, I think you just used every vocabulary word. That was good. But what do they do in the den?
I didn't use blend, though.
You didn't use blend, you're right, but that was good anyway.
Wait, they blend in, then they pounce.
They blend in the grass.
You guys are good.
They blend in the grass.
Every vocabulary.
You did use everyone. They blend into the grass.
I did.
Now, wait, but who blends in? What blends in? What did we read about?
On the
tiger. We read a book called A Tiger Grows Up. That's where all of those vocabulary words came in. All right. I'm looking for people who are raising their hand. I'm looking for people that are raising their hand.
Sam, we had some caterpillars.
We got our caterpillars, too. That's right. So, Sam, tell us about our caterpillars. We did write about them. We put them on Seesaw. I'm waiting for my friends over there to turn their voices off because you're really distracting us up here. I want you to participate. We did write about them. Excellent, Sam. So what did we write? What did we write? What did you say about our caterpillars? Who can tell us something about our caterpillars? Javon, tell me something about our caterpillars.
We draw a picture of our caterpillars, mm-hmm. and we did day one.
We wrote day one, so we are going to keep our observations, right? We're going to record our observations. But tell me something about the caterpillars, like how many were there, what color are they? Tell me something about them. What about our caterpillars?
It was six caterpillars.
There were six caterpillars in each container, right?
Yeah, they're black and white.
They're black and with a little bit of white on them, right?
And a little yellow.
You're right, Jayvon.
And a little green.
And a little green. Yeah, they have a lot of different colors on them too, don't they? Now, what are they going to turn into?
Butterflies.
Butterflies.
They have a chrysalis first.
Well, they will have a chrysalis first, but they don't have one right now yet, right?
They'll have a couple of weeks.
So they will have.
They have 5 days. Right.
Well, a couple of weeks, maybe. I think maybe like 10 days. Yeah, maybe about 10 days, Hannah.
Yeah,
all right. So our caterpillars came. What else? Well, we don't know if they're male or female, right? Interesting.
Maybe there's three girls and two boys.
I don't know. We'll have to see. All right. So, Quinn, what do you think? What else did we learn this week?
I think Sam and Owen are going to be the light bloomers, maybe.
Oh, that's not a very nice thing to say.
What?
That's not a very nice thing to say.
What did he say?
Let's talk about Leo and the late bloomer.
Oh.
We read the book Leo and the Late Bloomer, but that wasn't a very nice thing to say. But tell me about the book Leo the Late Bloomer.
Leo didn't eat very good a lot, and he didn't draw better than the other one.
What is a late bloomer? What's a late bloomer? Orion, what is a late bloomer?
It's something that nobody else can do. Something that one person can't do, but everybody else can
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. A late bloomer is somebody that, or something that is a little, that maybe like in the case of Leo, which we were talking about, Leo grew up after the other kids grew up, right? So he couldn't. What'd you say, Sophia?
Once I was a late bloomer.
I think everybody's a late bloomer at some point, right?
Yeah, I was a late bloomer.
I think we're all late bloomers. But a late bloomer is a person or a thing that maybe blooms a little later than everybody else. So Leo, in this book, had trouble because he didn't do the same things all the rest of the kids did, right? And his mom and dad were really worried. So what the problem was, he couldn't
be
He couldn't, well, he was being himself, right? But who was worried about him?
His dad.
His dad. And so his dad kept watching him. And then what happened, finally? What happened, Maxess?
He bloomed.
He bloomed, you're right. And what did he say when he bloomed? Do you remember? What did he say at the end of the book? What did he say, Luke?
I made it.
He did. He said, I made it. He made it.
I did it.
I think he said, I made it, but I did it would be almost the same, right?
Yeah.
But he said, that just goes to show that everybody, late bloomer or not, makes it, don't they? All right, and we're all part of the same community. It is time to go, so my friends, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us.